How appropriate is that we have that gospel reading where Jesus says that the kingdom of God has come near. And then in the reading that we had from Isaiah, Isaiah speaks about this is the way, walk in it, a voice from behind giving direction as to how we are to live our lives in a world like this. How beautiful it is to think about how a peasant by the name of Juan Diego was on the 9th of December in the year 1531. He had just been a Catholic for a couple of years, and he was going to Mass. And as he was going to Mass, he went by Tepeyac Hill, where he had his most amazing experience. His breath was taken away from him because there standing in his presence was a woman clothed in celestial light. And the lady announced these words, "I am the mother of the Most High God." And at that point, she instructed Juan Diego to go to the bishop, who was a really kind, godly man by the name of Juan Zumarega. He was a Franciscan friar, and he had built the first hospital in the Americas. He established the first university, and he had a particular love and respect for the native peoples of that area. And so Juan Diego, being a faithful man, goes to the bishop, and the bishop meets with him, and the bishop says, "I need more evidence." And as you perhaps know, on the 12th of December, Juan Diego is actually going to his uncle who is dying, and he hears Mary say something like, "Hoo-hoo," and he doesn't want to go over there because he thought, "Oh no, she's gonna ask me to do something else." And she says to Juan Diego, your uncle is going to be healed, come here. And he does, and remarkably, there are roses growing, which should not be growing at that time in December. And she helps Juan Diego put the roses into this tilma, his poncho, and he goes back to the bishop. And the bishop's secretary is outside the bishop's office, and he's saying to Juan Diego, "So what's in your poncho? What's in your tilma?" And he will not answer his question. Eventually, the bishop calls him in, and as you perhaps know, he drops the tilma down, the roses fall to the floor, and to Juan Diego's surprise, he sees the bishop kneeling along with his assistant. Why? Well, because this image appeared on the tilma. Now, as modern people, we might have a tendency to dismiss this charming story from a simpler, more credulous time. Well, you know, back in the 16th century, they weren't scientific, they weren't smart like we were. Of course, they would believe this kind of story. But what's so striking is that kind of skepticism is called into question by the tilma itself. It is now, and some of you here I know have been there, it is displayed in the massive Basilica of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico City. And careful studies have been done of the tilma, and indeed it has been determined that it's made from 16th century cactus fibers. This in itself is puzzling because since it was made of these kind of cheap fibers, the tilma should not have lasted for 35 years, let alone well over 500 years. And then there is the image, this strange image that has beguiled millions of people for the last five centuries. Scientific analysis has been done by NASA on the tilma. And what they have discovered is there is no known pigmentation that was involved in its creation, and there is no underdrawing discernible. Therefore, just how those colors were transferred onto the tilma is mysterious. Moreover, the symbolic image is also extraordinary. The woman, Our Lady on the tilma, is not European. She is not Mexican. Rather, she is a mestiza, which is a blend of two races. And if I'm getting my pronunciation wrong, beloved Spanish-speaking brothers and sisters, you can correct me afterwards. Mexicans today refer to her affectionately as La Virgen Morena, the brown-skinned virgin. It's as though the Blessed Mary was humbly identifying herself with this new people that were emerging at this time and place. Interestingly, the cincture that Mary is wearing is identified as one that women who are pregnant would wear at that time. This anticipates that she is about to bring a new birth to Mexico. And indeed, in the 10 years from this appearance to the year 1541, 10 million people in that part of the world became Roman Catholic. A couple of other things about the Tilma that is beautiful to consider. When you look at the constellation of the stars that are on the Tilma, they actually correspond to what the constellation would have been like on the 9th of December in the year 1531. As well, you will see that she is standing in a particular way. She stands in front of the sun, whose rays can be seen behind her. Her feet are on the moon, and her mantle is bedecked with stars. The sun, the moon, and the stars were all deities of the ancient Aztec peoples. And here Our Lady is saying, the God that I represent is greater than these gods. But you'll also notice that she's in this position of humility, with her head bowed, because the one she is fully honoring is her son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Just a couple of other things, and this is one of the most remarkable aspects of it. Through microscopic investigation, ophthalmologists have discovered images of human figures in the eyes of La Virgen Morena that correspond to the position of such images that would have had, in other words, with the functioning eye. And what you see is how there would have been a reflection of the bishop and his assistants kneeling before her. You need a microscope in order to see this, but that they can make this connection. The name Guadalupe means the one who crushes the serpent. This has a double sense because of all of the chief divinities of the Aztecs, the serpent was at the very top. And of course, within the Christian context, in the book of Genesis, it speaks about the serpent, the tempter, who would strike the heel, and Our Lady anticipates the coming of the Savior. Well, that was a little bit of a history lesson, but I wanted to share that with you today because, again, how do you make sense of this? How do people explain this kind of thing away? And yet, of course, it always comes down to the invitation that God makes on every person's life. This is the way. Walk in it. The kingdom of heaven has drawn near. And of course, God, being the God that he is incredibly gracious, and he allows us to either choose to respond or to reject that invitation. What this day reminds us of is the humility of someone like St. Juan Diego and how Our Lady has this tendency to appear to nobodies. May we be inspired by this story on the day after we celebrated her Immaculate Conception. And may we have a deepening love and reverence for Our Lady and for the role that she plays in what is called salvation history. I remember the first time hearing this story was about 11 years ago, and I found it absolutely remarkable. I'd never heard of Our Lady of Guadalupe before. If you've known this story your whole life long, never take it for granted. It is one of the most significant historical manifestations, apparitions of Our Lady in the last 2,000 years. And it all started with a humble peasant by the name of Juan Diego. Juan Diego, pray for us.